person had a shul in his house, he let them use his house for a minyan, because already a period of time they were doing it, they're not allowed to switch it to another place unless he gives permission. This is a swiss that he has. They talk to Shalom. Zodat say that people used to deposit the different silver ornaments in the shul for the sacred Torah. So those things, the shul cannot sell them, or those people can't sell them. Because see if we can say that we want it to remain Pesach Hekdesh. Because if someone leaves there to save the Torah in the shul, the question is, does it remain under his jurisdiction, or is it considered under the jurisdiction of the shul? So if he said the Feirish that he's giving it only as Hashola, lending it, then as an Ami, then he can do whatever he wants. Which, if you ever want to give something to a shul, and you want to retain ownership, it's kedai, it's important, it's necessary to make this condition, otherwise you get yourself into trouble. And here it says that anything that was left in the shul, if you had a tie, automatically belongs to the shul, looking at that silver and the like. But the Mishnah brings the Magen Avraham, says that his time the minhag is that we assume it was just lent to the shul. And since that's the minhag, then the person could take it back. But he said even so, it's better to be masna and make it tonight, which is nice. It's not clear if this minhag is only going on this kesef, also going on sefer Torah. So like I said, if somebody wants to leave a sefer Torah in the shul and wants to retain the decision to take it back, you should make a condition in advance.